Yes, thank you so much. The good stuff. We've got a lot to talk about, of course, with tomorrow being Thanksgiving. I've got a piece called Bunkhouse Thanksgiving. I'm not sure, Mike, it looks like he's still sorting through his multiple files, picking that perfect item.
Got so much good Thanksgiving stuff to share. I'm trying to pick out the best stuff.
All right. Well, let's first talk about Tri-State Livestock News before we get too deep into our good stuff. Their good stuff. Dive into the world beyond the pastures with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, they're the ranchers' weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
TK Angus invites you to their annual sale. It's the 41st annual bull and female production sale, December 16th, 11:30 a.m., and that is at the ranch just east of Allentine. For a catalog and more information, go to tkangus.com. You can online bid at DV Auction. All right, check things out at the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Sale, December the 16th.
As I said, Bunkhouse Thanksgiving, a beef roast in the oven, and the hands all waiting round. So they got to kind of talking about the different things they'd found that each of them was thankful for on this Thanksgiving day, and some they told it solemn-like, and some they told it gay. Tom thanked the Lord that hosses had four legs instead of two, so cowboys don't have to walk like some poor suckers do. Old Bashful claimed that women were the blessing in his life. No doubt he meant his mother, for he'd never get a wife. I'm thankful most for cattle, boys, says Slim, who thinks a heap. In a world without them critters, we would all be herding sheep. The ramrod spoke his thankfulness that grass was good and long, and Curly said he thanked the stars that he was young and strong. While Bud, he blessed his appetite, the way that roast beef smelt. He also felt thanksgiving for the long holes in his belt. Old Dunk, he kind of sucked his pipe and gazed off toward the hills. Well, boys, he says, I'm 65 and full of liver pills. My rheumatism aches me and my pipe is getting stale. My hoss days are over and I'm feeling pretty pale. My bunions grown so bulbous that I'd had to split my boot. My ears, I'd have to climb the tree to hear a hoot owl hoot. Can't down my woes in liquor, for my ticker's on the blink. Can't enjoy the catalogs the way my blinkers wink. I've got some nose for smelling left. That roast is pert near done. But all the chawn teeth I've got adds up to only one. Old Gus sure savvies cooking beef. I'd like to eat a pound. But, hell, I can't chaw if he took and had it ground. You talk about Thanksgiving, boys, and here you see me set. A plum worn out old cowboy. But I'm mighty thankful yet for every hoss I've ever rode and every sight I'd saw, but most for all that gravy, which a man don't have to chaw. S. Omar Barker wrote that, and it came out of his book, Songs of the Saddleman, from 1954.
All right. You ever have an awkward moment at your Thanksgiving table? If there's a lot of people there, probably not. But if there's just a few people that you're sharing Thanksgiving with, you ever have a conversation lag and you go, what could I say to start a conversation?
Yeah,
I have some tips for you.
All right. Okay, everybody get ready.
Now, these are serious, so
okay,
get that smirk off your face. What is one thing you really love to do as a family?
Well, we all eat together very well.
12 minutes. We learned that on another edition.
Yep, that's right.
If you could share Thanksgiving dinner with one famous historical figure, who would you choose?
That's a very good question.
Who would you choose? I think someone like Abraham Lincoln, maybe.
Would you really?
Yeah. I'm kind of a historical nut sometimes.
I think I'd probably go to an ancestor in my family.
What song or poem sums up your life over the past year? Maybe one more of those. What family member or friend do you wish was with us at the table today?
I bet everybody has someone they can name immediately.
Well, that's one of the things we're thankful for, is gathering up with friends. And some of them are not going to be able to be there for one reason or the other, difficult travel, or they've passed on. So we hope that you're going to gather with friends and family, do something special for Thanksgiving, and at least take a moment and stop and think about what you're thankful for. Maybe it's your teeth, so you can chew the roast beef.
That's right.
Beef, it's what's for dinner, right?
There you go.
And that's the good stuff.